series. Kay Winkleman Community Conversation number 2.
It is school day all around on this Thursday, April 13th. Now we are with Emily Stowe. She is with the IC In Color 5K Run Walk, which is coming up on May 6th. Good morning. So they've made you the one in charge again. You're doing such a fantastic job. It's just let Emily head down.
Yeah, that's okay.
So let's talk about this year's walk run.
So this year's color run will be kind of the same as last year. It's a 5K runner walk that starts at our school at IC, takes us along the river route, and then certain spots along the way, there'll be people there to throw powder color on you and get y'all colored up. And it's just a fun family event. I think we had a little over 200 participants last year, so it was a really well-attended, fun event. It was a beautiful day, so we're hoping for the same this year.
And this is a fundraiser. Talk a little bit about what the funds for this go for.
Sure. So the funds for the color run, the ICPTO is in charge of helping fund things for the students of IC, things they need for the classroom, maybe some field trips, some activities, maybe even just a couple of fun things for the kids to do. So this money goes towards anything that may come up during the school year that we want to provide for the kids, provide for the school.
Okay. You've got some pretty awesome sponsors. I'm sure you want to talk about them a little
bit. We do. We have some great sponsors this year. We wouldn't be able to do this event without our sponsors. So very big thank you to our sponsors. If it's okay, I'll list them off here.
Of course, sure.
So we have Special Medical Services Physical Therapy based out of the hospital here in Charles City. Ginger's Top Shelf, which is a newer business in town here. First Security Bank and Trust here in Charles City is sponsoring us this year. Dead Level Plumbing and Heating, they sponsored us last year as well. Hilltop Bakery, K-Brick Family Farms, and Main Street Drug is also sponsoring us again this year. So very big thank you to them.
Absolutely. Now, you're still taking registration. How does a person sign up for this?
Yeah, we still are taking registrations. If you want to get a t-shirt included with your registration, that deadline is April 19th. If you don't care about the t-shirt, you have all the way up until the day of the color run to register. And you can find that registration on the Facebook event page, which is the second annual color run, and there's a link there. It's shared on our IC Facebook page as well. So those are the two places you can find.
As easy as that. Now, just say I am the 100th registrant.
Yeah.
Just because I'm that special, I'm going to be the 100th registrant. What happens?
So if you are lucky 100, you get a $25 gift card to QuickStar that we will give you when you show up the day of the run.
Yeah. Very
cool. So be that 100 person. We're not quite there yet.
Yeah. Well, this is such a great event, and like you said, hopefully decent weather, but it makes it fun anyway with the color and just the camaraderie that this event brings for the IC families and especially the students. So, again, registration up until the 19th of April until 9 a.m. that day. If you would like a t-shirt, otherwise feel free to continue registration with Facebook on the Facebook page of the second annual Color Run. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And it'll be a beautiful day in May 6th. Chris Berg promises it.
And that's a little too far off for me to guarantee anything, but we're hoping anyway. It's A24 with Hootie and the Blowfish on KCHA.